Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know, a name that you've known for years, and we're getting to know her more and more. We've known her here at Fightful for a number of years since she admitted that Taylor Swift was trash. We'll discuss that and other topics today, as she's got a lot going on. The 2024 Fightful Award Rookie of the Year winner, Izzy Moreno. Izzy, how are you doing?
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. So excited that we finally got this going, because you guys, it took us a hot minute to figure out this. Because guys, I live next to an airport. I don't know. I have this theory that they're hogging up all the Wi-Fi at the airport. So literally my service is trash. So two location changes later, we're here. We're excited to be on Fightful with the lovely SRS. So thank you for having me. I'm super excited to dive into some things with you.
I think it was closer to three or four location changes, but whatever.
No, I lost count.
But listen, you've had a lot going on, especially the last few weeks. But if anybody's ever watched the Fightful shows, I've always said I admired how you approached things. You were thrust into the spotlight very, very early. Then you took a match with someone who I also wrestled, so we have that in common. Then you got a lot of criticism for that, and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to learn how to really fight instead. did that. Overcame a lot of back issues, which were well documented. Mm-hmm. Went back to train. You worked in media. Like you were right next to me and Denise for a Double or Nothing show, picking our brains about stuff. I always loved how you approached things. You learned everything you could about wrestling, and here you are, and you're being featured on WWE social media again. how are you feeling right now as we film this, which of course we'll talk about those individual things?
Oh my gosh, my guy, I feel so amazing. Like this is like the craziest feeling ever, because like literally I have dreamt about this my entire life, and I know every wrestler says that, but me, I'm like, no, this is literally my entire life. I've given everything for my career, my, you know, just the ring, everything. So the fact that this is all happening is absolutely insane. And for WrestleMania week, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is even more beautiful. Basically, this is my Super Bowl. I feel so amazing. Yesterday was like, I'm gonna be honest, like this whole weekend has been insane. I'll share. People saw I posted that I was at the Performance Center. I had the honor to go to Evolve tapings, and that was absolutely incredible. I can't really speak too much on it, but it was an honor to be there. Sunday, WWE ID tweeted me, and I am now part of the WWE ID GCW show, WrestleMania week, which is such, like, I cannot believe, like, those words are leaving my mouth, because I never thought that was going to be possible, and, like, I still, like, cannot believe it's happening until I'm in that ring facing Zara Zacher, which is also insane. But, yeah, no, I feel amazing. Lots of tears, lots of, like, what the heck, like, all of it. So excited to talk about, like, all of this with you. Like, this is, like, my first interview since all of it has happened, so you get the scoop.
Our wrestling careers are practically the same. Both wrestled Effie.
Yes.
Both GCW WrestleMania week shows, like all that. Listen, we are practically exactly the same, but
pretty much
when people mention, okay, who should be signed? I think a lot of people who might not be familiar with your work are surprised when I say Izzy. No, really, Izzy, go look at her promo. And then that promo that you cut on Twitter, I think opened a lot of people's eyes. And honestly, I saw it a couple years ago when you were posting self-made promos on your social media, and I was like, guys, she's a better promo than a lot of the indie wrestlers that I'm seeing right now. Quite frankly, I think you're a better promo than a lot of the people in NXT right now.
Oh,
did that natural to you? Is it just a part of growing up watching wrestling? Like, was there a turning point for you where you're like, this just feels natural to me?
What, the promos or just wrestling in general?
The promos, which I mean, well, you can wrestling as well if you feel like.
No, I think because I pride myself on my promos, and I like, honestly, I never feel like I never get to talk about my promos enough. But so honestly, it really did become natural. However, and I always say this, and I'm gonna, like, you know, I think make a couple of the media people I worked with mad. The only reason why I did the hot tag in media was just so I can get good on the mic and in front of a camera. That's literally, and honestly, like, at first I was like, yeah, that's what it's strictly going to be. And honestly, like, I really did enjoy it. I loved being able to interview some people I looked up to. I loved being able to go into media rooms and getting to, you know, learn from you and Denise and everybody else. But honestly, it just set me up so I can cut these type of promos and, you know, like the one I just cut at WWE ID. Because honestly, that's like probably one of my best ones. And I'm so proud of it. And I, like, literally, I look back at the times where, like, I was struggling with the hot tag and it would take me 50 takes to do, like, a minute video. And I was like, God, I don't know what this is going to be like for. And then here we are a few years later and I'm like cutting promos in one take and it's like, it's going insane on Twitter. So it's like, honestly, the promos really did become natural. But it was just lots of reps. And it's funny because, like, whenever I'll have to do, like, group promos, like, I'm mostly, like, taken care of, like I'm, like, ready to go. And then, like, it's just, like, I kind of have to help out other people. And that's, like, the other cool part about it all is, like, I get to kind of, not direct, but, like, I love helping people with promos and, like, giving them ideas and be like, no, say it like this. Like, and I'm, by all means, I'm not an expert, but honestly, like, I pride myself in my promos and being able to tell my story. It's so much fun. But yeah, no, the promos came natural. And, like, I love sneaking in, like, little Easter eggs, like, you know, little, like, jabs. Like, it's just, it's so much fun just to play around with it. And even, like, today, I'm filming a promo today, and I'm pretty sure I beat the record of, you know, how long it takes me to prepare for it, because I rehearsed it pretty quick, and I was like, wow, Izzy, like, we're really hitting strides here.
I mean, that's a part of growth, which, I mean, Yes. You have been connected to the wrestling world for much longer than about anybody else would be, because you got featured on TV. Now, those two people, Bailey and Mercedes Moné, are actively tweeting you. Bailey said, I feel insane when she sees...
Me too, girl.
When she sees this. Mercedes, I love the back and forth between you guys. Listen, like, it's got to be a bit of a badge of honor, but also a challenge. Yes. When she says, stay broke, I'm not getting you booked. Stuff like that.
Come on now. Come on.
How is your reaction? Come on. When she says stuff like that, because listen, she plays that role as well as anybody, as you know all too well.
Yeah. Hey, funny. All too well. No, I just, you know, when she said that, stay broke, she's not going to get me booked. I'm going to be honest. I don't need her to get me booked. I really don't. I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate it. And if Tony Khan would like to have that match, let's do it. No, but I truly have the utmost respect for Mercedes. Everything she's been able to do for women's wrestling as a whole is absolutely incredible. It was just an honor to be able to interact with her like that online. I thought it was the funniest thing because, like, you never know, like, oh, if, you know, these people will remember, like, those type of moments. And I just, like, cheek, like, very, like, funny, like, I just wanted to tweet her. And then I was like, oh, crap, she replied. I was like, cool. I was like, let's do this. And just to see, like, the fans, like, that's kind of, like, the most fun part about it all is, like, the fans and, like, how much fun they have with it. And, like, also, like, my friends, like, one of my closest friends, she's like a huge Mercedes fan. And she was like, girl, what is happening? And I'm like, I know, I have no idea. Ask your girl. No, but, like, honestly, like, it's always such an honor when they tweet me, you know, Bailey gets me, like, really emotional. For some reason, like, I don't know why, it just does. Mercedes, not so much, but no, Mercedes is absolutely incredible. And, like, everything she's doing right now, like, good for her, like, nothing but respect for her. And hey, if we ever do get to share the ring one day, it would be freaking awesome, because I know it's the match everybody wants to see.
I think it's kind of fate for that to happen. And the benefit is, like, you were such a fan of them fairly early in their careers. They've mm-hmm. got plenty of years left. Like, they probably haven't even hit their primes yet. But You are, I mean, listen, obviously you're nowhere near your prime, but you're doing so well. And you mentioned WrestleMania week. What's a WrestleMania week schedule like for you? Like getting there, doing shows or signings, whatever it may be, leaving, like how do you handle that as now not a fan, but a performer?
Yeah, no, it's so much fun because honestly, this is like my first full Mania week. Because last year I went to Philly and I was still like Izzy Moreno, but I didn't get booked at all. And I figured out why, because I think there's a couple laws in Philly that I can't compete at my age. And I was 16 when I went to Philly. And so I was like, remember being so bummed out. So I was like, it's my first Mania week as Izzy Moreno. Like, I want to wrestle. And in hindsight, like, this year I have 3 matches and I'm signing at WrestleCon. So I'm like, I am not complaining at all. I am so grateful. Originally I just had 1 match, which was Texas Wrestling Cartel on Friday against Zeta Steel. And then that quickly turned into, I'm going to face Nina Samuels same day, like a few hours beforehand at the same building, for Potter Mania. And then I still was like ready to go for WrestleCon, and then I got the call that I was going to be a part of WWE ID and GCW, and that was like, holy crap. So I have such a stacked Mania week. I'm so excited. I get in late Tuesday. Wednesday's the GCW show. I'm not really sure how I'm going to function those 24 hours. And then Thursday I get to meet all my beautiful BFFs at WrestleCon. Friday I have my 2 back-to-back matches, and then Saturday night I fly out back home to Orlando. So it's gonna be a fun week. I'm excited. I feel like this is literally like my first full Mania week, because like I said, last year I didn't get to wrestle and I was like so sad, but then I was like, this year I feel like it came back like tenfold. So I'm so excited. I've been preparing so much. I have such amazing coaches, which I'd love to talk about, but I'm training at the Foundation with Ace Steele. And then I'm also at Fighting Spirit. Yeah. I'm also at Fighting Spirit with Pete Dunne and the Grizzled Young Vets. So they've been getting me like top shape. Like, I'm so excited. And I have an amazing strength coach over in Texas, 210 strong. So he's been, you know, from my diet to my strength training, everything. And then I have an amazing support system. So my parents and my management team and, you know, all my friends and everything. So I'm excited. It's going to be so much fun. Like, I can't even imagine like what the week like just looks like for me. Who knows if any other big stuff happens. But yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You mentioned like some of the people you have guiding you. You've worked with some really good people in the ring as well. Tiffany Nieves, I think the world of Missa Kate, I think is so good. Obviously, Thunder Rosa, Maya World, Jasmine Allure, Kylan King, Leva Bates. Like, you've worked a lot of the top names that are out there, including beating Thunder Rosa in like a 20-minute match, I think it was. How important has that been, or has it, to work with people like that who, you know, Maya World's still young in her career, but she's done an awful lot. Thunder Rosa has been world champion, and everybody in between. How has that helped your progress?
Oh, it's helped me a lot. I think I've been so lucky to have those type of matches so early in my career, especially just because I think getting to learn from them and getting like allowing them to kind of steer the ship. And when I say that, I don't mean like the, just you plan the match. Like, I don't mean it like that. I mean it in like a, like, what is your mindset? Like, how do you plan your matches? What do you see? Like, what's the storyline? And then like, I can kind of insert myself where I need to be. But no, I've been so lucky. And like, also the other thing is like getting to see how I match up with them and if I'm able to hang, because that was like my biggest concern. I think like when I was going into my match against Thunder Rosa, because I was like, okay. And I remember that time, that was a pretty like rough time for me. So like mentally I wasn't like fully checked in. And I remember I was like kind of mad at myself for that, but I was like, okay, Izzy, we got to lock in, like we're about to face Thunder Rosa. I'm like, how, like, what is this going to look like? And I can like confidently say, and like, I don't mean this in like a rude way, I feel like I hung with her. And that's like, honestly, the match that I'm most proud of, just because of the story we were able to tell, how much the fans were invested in it and how it was talked about, and just, you know, the moment we created at the end, because that was the last mission show. And I wanted for her to really just kind of like, just really just show off Mission Pro and like have that, stage and like that platform for her, just to show how much work she's put into that brand. And then also just to tell the story that we've been telling for the past few months leading up to that match. But yeah, no, I've been so lucky. And honestly, like a lot of those matches wouldn't be possible without Thunder, you know, trusting me, you know, putting me in those situations. So I've been so lucky to like be able to face those people. And honestly, those are some of my favorite matches from Tiffany, Kylan, and Thunder. I'm like, I adore them. And I'm just so grateful for those matches.
You also had a match against JP Harlow, which I think was your first like intergender one-on-one match.
Yes.
I know you did like a tag as well at some point, but how was that and how different was it compared to what else you have done?
Oh my God. It was so much fun because honestly, like that, like, when I had that match, everybody only saw like Sunshine and Rainbow Izzy Moreno. And obviously, sure. Like, obviously when I was thinking about my character in the first place, I was like, I don't want to be like everybody else. Cause I feel like everybody, like there was a lot of like I just didn't want to go out as something that like I wasn't. And so I was like, I just don't want to do like the normal. So I want to do something that's complete opposite, that's colorful and vibrant. And that's who Izzy Moreno is. But when I was going into this match, I was like, okay, we're going to do like a complete 180, not that bad, but it was just so much fun to be more hyped up, like, you know, my entrance and, you know, the spots in the match. Like, it was just so much fun. And honestly, like, the story behind it is actually funny because that night was my one and only prom. Because, like, I told you I graduated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was graduating early. So I was going to miss my senior prom. And that was
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You're even a prodigy at school, Izzy. My God.
Thanks. I try.
Look at that.
But yeah, no, I remember I got all like the dates for mission. And so I locked them in. I was like, yes. Cause I knew I was going to become the champ. So I was like, I have to be there for all of them. And I was like, yeah, I should be good. And like deep down there was something I was like, there's one show that's like conflicts with something. And my dad told me, he was like, oh, it's your prom. And I was like, I was so devastated. But I said to mission, I was like, please, I was like, just give me like a fun match. And they're like, okay, we'll see what we can do. And so we created the San Antonio Stampede match. And just the thought process with that match was so much fun, because when I talked to JP, and JP is absolutely incredible, and if anybody ever gets to like check out his work, please do. He's honestly one of my favorite people I've been able to work with and like get close with through wrestling. But when we were planning it, we were like, we don't want this to, like, who wants to see a grown man beat up a 16-year-old for the entire match? I mean, hey, some people do, but legit, we were like, that's just not gonna work. So we planned this match so strategically, and it was absolutely perfect, and the fans loved it. And it was just so awesome because there were so many little girls in the crowd, and like, you know, JP's whole thing with Mission is like, he's the man of Mission Pro. And it was like just such a beautiful match. And like fans got so into it, and like all the little girls. And then I had like all my little BFFs bring me weapons. So like they brought bracelets and baseball bats, like a whole shabam. And it was so awesome. So yeah, that match was absolutely incredible. And we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of it. So I always watch that match and I'm like, God, I'm so proud of it.
There have been some other notable wrestling prodigies like in recent years. A lot of people don't realize how early Jordynne Grace started. She started when she was like 14. There's Nick Wayne. There's Billy Starks. Have you had conversations with them, maybe gotten any advice from them? Or is that something that you look to do? Because being your age and navigating the indie scene, let's be real, there are some good people. There are some bad people. There are travel hurdles. You can't rent a car, check in your own hotel, stuff like that. There are a lot of logistical hurdles and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I've never personally have spoken to them. I've met them through passing, and you know, I really admire them for the work that they've been able to do and the work that they're doing now, because all three of them are killing it. So I really look up to them. So kudos to them. But yeah, no, I think honestly the biggest hurdle, you know, despite the travel and the school and having to figure all that out, it was always receiving criticism at such a young age and growing up in this industry at a young age. As many people know, I have received criticism for starting early in this industry. I've had a lot of things said about me, and yes, things could have been done differently in my career, but I feel like I really have grown from those mistakes, and we've all grown, and healthy things grow, and I've learned from that. But I think for me, it was always like getting hurt from people that I looked up to, people I watched on TV, or even people who I trained with. And then also there was people who I had zero association with when they criticized me. And I think it was hard for like 10-year-old Izzy to grasp that concept. Like, okay, you're 10, people are telling you shouldn't be doing this, or people are like ridiculing you for sitting front row at a show, or you're training early and they're telling you no, that's not allowed. But I think for me, it was just kind of like, wait, I've seen people train at a young age and it's supposed to be honorable. Like, wow, you're going out and chasing your dreams at a young age. But then I'm like, but why is my only getting the criticism? It was always like a tug of war with me. But I think as I got older, I kind of learned and I realized, I was like, okay, it makes sense now. But I'll always be grateful for that criticism, honestly, because it's made me the woman I am today. And so like, when I have weekends like this, and I'm like, I have WWE ID tweeting me, and they're telling me I have a ton of potential, and then like, my time at the PC recently, I was like, wow, I'm like, this stuff, like, it pays off. And like, I said to my parents, I was like, honestly, and this is where I was like sobbing, I was like, I didn't think I'd survive any of this. Like, the stuff I've been through, like, and I'm not trying to be like a victim or make it ultra dramatic, but like, I feel like a lot of people would just drop out of this with the stuff that I've had said to me or the stuff I've been put through. So like the fact that I've made it, and I'm not saying I've made it. This is not the final destination, but the fact that I've made it this far with everything that I've been through, it's like it's a little crazy for me. And I'm like, I get emotional about it. So it's like it's really awesome. And like, I'm so grateful for that time I did receive criticism. And I just hope like that kind of like conception of people starting early, like I hope that changes. And I think it has. I don't see it as much anymore, but I hope that doesn't happen to another young female wrestler who just wants to chase her dreams and who has very supportive parents and who just loves this industry so much. I hope that doesn't happen to someone like that again. So, but yeah, no, I'm so grateful.
Taxes was paying so much to get your taxes done. Every single year. Now Taxes is getting a TurboTax expert who will beat the price you paid your pro last year, so you get the most money back this year. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Switch to an expert now at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Proof of amount paid may be required. Must sign up by 3/18 and file by 3/25. Subject to terms at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
For that time, for making me the woman I am today, and just for allowing me to love this industry even more.
The way I look at it, it's like, I don't know if it can get any worse than being criticized like you were for just existing at 7 or 8 years old. Like, you didn't do anything wrong. Like, you just, you sat there and were brought into a story at your own surprise. And like, people willing to criticize that and go at you personally, it's like, okay, well, you realize in that moment, well, there's nothing you could do right. There's no way you were going to win that person over no matter what. Like, there, and of course that it's always a bummer to have anybody dislike you for any reason.
Yeah.
But if they're willing to go at you for that, it's like, well, okay, there probably some underlying stuff there. But
yeah,
as time has went on, like, nobody can say you didn't work for it, because you trained, you not only did that, you trained jiu-jitsu as well. I remember watching your jiu-jitsu footage, and
yes,
like I was so proud seeing that as well. Like, I was like, oh my God, like look at her to take somebody's back like that. Look at her not throwing the hooks in when she has, or she put in hooks instead of crossing her feet, like little things. Mm-hmm. How much did training in legitimate arts help you prepare for what you were going to experience?
Bro, you have no idea, because it has made me, and I'm not saying I'm like this insane wrestler, but it has made me so smooth inside the ring. And for that, I will forever be grateful. I posted recently a video of this Northern Lights video into an arm bar. And that, I watched that video. I watch a video every day when I wake up, because I'm like, I did that. It's a video I'm like legitimately proud of. And I think that's the sign of good training and being in a good place and having a really good coach in Ace Steel and then also at Fighting Spirit. But the transition from like when I landed, when I rolled over into the armbar, like that's literally the answer to your question. Like jiu-jitsu has like allowed for that. Like that video is like a prime example. And I'm so lucky because I've had such an amazing jiu-jitsu coach here in Orlando. His name is Coach Ricky. I absolutely adore him. I just want to give him a shout out. He's like my freaking like third dad. I have so many like wrestling dads at this point. It's terrible. But no, I just like, I was so like excited when I got into MMA. And honestly, like a part of me was like a little sad because honestly, the reason I went into it was because nobody wanted me in pro wrestling. So I was like, okay, if people don't want me in pro wrestling, I'm going to learn how to fight for real. And at first I was like, man, this is not what I want to do. I want to be doing, you know, the other stuff. But it helped me so much. And I just like, whenever I'm like training and my movement's really smooth, I'm like, jiu-jitsu, I'm like, thank you. But yeah, no, I haven't done a class in a hot minute just because of my schedule. And I'm like, I'm dying to go again. But it's helped me tremendously. And I'll always be grateful for that time. And once again, that's another thank you to the people who criticize me, because without you, I wouldn't be into MMA and jiu-jitsu and being able to do arm bars. So thank you.
I think it's very important that anybody that wants to become a wrestler takes a legitimate wrestling, catch wrestling, jiu-jitsu yes. class, because like you get in a situation where the ring breaks. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. you know how to legitimately grapple now. Like,
yeah.
You don't need the ropes. You don't need mm-hmm. the turnbuckles. You can make that work. You'd mentioned nobody wanting you in pro wrestling. Then Mission Pro embraced you. Like they really ran with you. And I know Thunder Rosa, like that woman she is very, very like, how do I put it? Like, man, she came up in an environment where she could have just stayed how she was. She was on TV very early in her career. She didn't need to improve that much. And she worked mm-hmm. really hard to improve. And I know that she expects that of everybody, especially if she puts her stamp on them as well. Mm-hmm. And she is responsible for helping so many people. How did the Mission Pro thing come about?
Yeah. So it came out pretty, it was funny how it happened. So I was on Busted Open like a year before my debut. And I remember I was already like silently plotting my debut. I was like, okay,
yeah,
I want to start like planting some seeds. And I was like, I really want my debut at Mission Pro because one, I was like, it's an all women's company. And this is going to sound messed up, but I was like, nobody can say anything if I'm debuting there. I'm like, I want this to be so like, I just want to feel safe there. And I really did. And I was like, I don't want to go through the same thing I did when I was 10 years old. And deep down, I was like, I don't think I am, because times have changed and I'm older and it should be fine for me to debut at, what was it? I was 16. Yeah. I should be fine to debut at 16. And if anybody has a problem with that, then I don't know what else to do. I'll just start wrestling when I'm like 30. But no, I was on Busted Open. And so I was like, I'm going to mention something about debuting at Mission Pro. So it was the end of the year. And so they're like, man, what are you like 20? It was 2023. Like, what are your goals? And I was like, yeah, well, like I want to, you know, hopefully make my debut in wrestling. You know, whoever wants to, you know, have my debut. And without me saying Mission, cause that was going to be on me. Thunder goes, oh my gosh, does this mean you're going to debut at Mission? And I was like, if you said it, then hey, it's meant to be. And so we started to talk more closely. And my first show with them was in June. And I made my commentary debut. And then like Jasmine and Laura beat me up. And that was kind of like the segue into my debut. And I had my debut in August. And it was everything I wanted and more. And it was absolutely perfect. And I loved it. And it was amazing. And my time with Mission, like I miss it every single day. But, you know, that company, it made me really just see a better side of professional wrestling. And sometimes like that kind of sucked, because you know, whenever I go places and I'm like, oh, it's not Mission, I'm like, no, Izzy, like Mission took good care of you. But they really did. They were absolutely incredible and they trusted me, and like any idea I had, they were like, yes, like let's do it. So you know, that time with Mission I'll forever be grateful for. And like especially Thunder, like I adore her with my entire heart, and she's somebody that is so special to me like in the world of pro wrestling. So we'll always be thankful for Mission, and I miss it every day. And I would love for it to come back soon, please.
You had also mentioned training with Ace Steel. I know a lot of our viewers who just read wrestling news are just familiar with him from the AEW exit, but everybody I've ever talked about or talked to has spoken about what a brilliant wrestling mind he is. And especially as far as training, I know actually before the exit, like AEW had considered like, maybe we should get this guy a facility and have him start training some people. And he's, you know, widely respected in that regard. How has that been working with him? Somebody who has decades of experience.
Oh my gosh. I love working with him. You have no idea. It was funny. He literally opened up a school right before I was moving to Texas. And so I was going there for like a month just so I can like, you know, stay in ring ready. And I was like, oh, I love it. And I was like, why did he have to open it right before I'm leaving? And then I moved back to Florida. I came home early for the holidays and I was training there and then at Pete Dunne's. And then I came back like officially full time in January. But I love training with Ace. I really do. It is absolutely incredible. Just like you said, his mindset with wrestling is incredible. His attention to details. He always says cleanliness equals speed. And so just like that and his principles on wrestling, it's so important. And he's teaching us the Harley Raceway, which is pretty awesome.
That's cool.
On top of that, it feels good to be in like a really nice environment and to be with people who want to wrestle and who want to train and who want to grow and continue to learn. And just him, who's like such a hands-on teacher. Like I appreciate that at least. The conversations we have, like I feel like I've earned his respect and that means a lot to me. And I absolutely adore him. And I'm so grateful for him for like allowing me to come into his school and, you know, just allowing me to like grow and, you know, learn from him. Cause he really didn't have to, but he did. So I adore going there, and it's every day I'm there, I'm like, God, I'm so lucky.
It's been cool to see him back in the ring over the last couple of years as well. Yes. I really, really like that. But as we mentioned earlier, you were voted the 2024 Fightful Award Rookie of the Year. So admittedly, a little bit partial as I'm watching the votes roll in. And you narrowly beat out Zilla Fatu. There's a number of NXT talent. But for those watching that don't know how the criteria works, we base the Rookie of the Year period if for 2024, you could have had your first match like maybe June 15th or after the previous year. So no more than like a year and a half experience. And I had seen your promos. I had seen your work. And quite frankly, you were better than you had any reason to be or any business being at that stage. But not to put over our own awards, but how is that to get recognition, not from me, somebody you've known for a while, but the audience, including some of the people that were criticizing you along the way.
I know. I was a little shocked. I was like, okay, Fightful. I'm like, I see you. I did not know like we were that close with BFFs. But I was so excited when I found out. I honestly was so honored because I always struggled with like not getting awards in wrestling and like not getting recognized. And I was like, man, like even like PWI, like I adore PWI. And I'm like, one day I'm like, I'd love to end up on the list somehow. Whenever that happens, that happens. But you know, when you told me, I was like, oh my God, I was like, really? I was shocked. But truly it was such an honor. However, selfishly, I was so excited that I got Rookie of the Year because Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels also, when I found out he was like in the running, but it was kind of like, we all knew he was going to get Rookie of the Year. So I was just really pulling for both of us to get Rookie of the Year. So that was like the cherry on top. So yeah, when he told me that, I was like, is he Moreno and the Commanders? Heck yeah, Rookie of the Year. But no, it was an honor. And the award is gorgeous. I was not expecting like a full-blown award. I was like, wow.
There you go.
I came in the little case. I was like, okay. I was so honored. And I felt like Taylor Swift winning a Grammy.
Yeah, if anybody is interested in sponsoring those awards, as Izzy said, they're very nice awards.
They're very nice.
And
very
we nice. Do that intentionally. We want the people that we cover, like yourself and everybody else, if they want that award, to know we appreciate the work that you guys do. And we can't report the dirt if you all don't do the work. So
true.
Previous Rookie of the Year winners, this is our third year doing the awards, Saul Ruka and Hook. So you're in good company.
It's Yeah, when I looked, I was like, okay, let me see like who the other rookie of the years are. I was shocked. I was like, me?
You're the
And like
first indie
me.
wrestler to win Rookie of the Year in our Fightful Awards. Yeah.
Like honestly, like I'm like shocked. Like I was like, I don't know how I did this because I don't deserve this. Like I don't know what happened. I was like, not sure how we got here, but we did. But yeah, no, to be recognized with Sol Ruka and Hook, oh my God. I was like, literally, I was like, me reading like the past winners, I was like, no way. I was like, this is not real. I was like, there's no way.
So, what is your dream scenario as we talked about the Mercedes and Bailey matches?
Dream
I'm interested in
scenario.
your dream scenario. I don't want to say like your dream match for them, but like the first time you ever face them, because we live in a wrestling environment where I think it's quite possible like Bailey has a mystery opponent on Raw one week and somebody has brought you in. And there you all are. There's a lot of different ways. There are infinite possibilities in pro wrestling.
Honestly, like for me, like best case scenario, and if this happens, it does. If it doesn't, that's okay. I want to face her at WrestleMania. Like that's the Mania match. Like if it's on Raw, cool. If it's on SmackDown, awesome. If it's on the PLE, even better. But WrestleMania, I just think like it would just be so incredible. And I think it would be, and I when I say this, I don't want the stands to get mad at me and say I'm in over my head, but I just think it would be one for the ages. I think it would just be so awesome. Like, you know, we have like, and I've gotten this tweet a lot, but like my people keep on telling me like my whole story is like almost like a movie. And hey, if this becomes a movie one day, heck yeah. Like I'll be at the Oscars, I'll be at, you know, all the awards shows. But no, I just think like our story and our connection and how it all went down, I just think it would be so gorgeous and like a culmination of everything should happen at Mania. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, you should retire her. I don't like saying that because I want that to be on her own terms. Like, and
Sure.
I hate even like talking about that because I'm like, I don't want to assume like, you know, it's her career. Like, it's her career that she's worked so hard for and like everything she's done. Like, you know. But I just think like that at Mania would be incredible, and the build up, and you know the video packages. Oh my gosh! Like, and it's fun. You know what's funny is that I saw her once like years ago at the PC. I was attending NXT, and she was driving by, and she stopped, and we had like a whole conversation for like 30 minutes, and we were talking about like our Mania match, and so like we were like being funny, and we like squared up with each other, and like. I'll just never forget
That's
that because I'm like, that's gonna be crazy when like in
incredible.
front of WrestleMania, like wherever that is, like insane. But no, like that's my dream scenario. And then Mercedes, whenever that happens, that happens. I saw like a lot of like fans like dream booking it, and I'm like, you know what? If the fans want to book this, like I trust them. Like they're coming up with fun ideas. Like Mercedes versus Izzy, Bailey's the ref. Hey, that sounds like a fun time. Like. Do I think that'll ever happen? Maybe not, but hey, I like, well, I'll consider it. But yeah, no, I just, if these matches ever do get to happen, I don't want to say like, oh, it needs to be at Mania, it needs to be at AEW. Like, no, if these matches ever do get to happen, I would be so honored, and it would be truly like the greatest honor of my life to be able to share the ring with them. So whatever happens, happens. It's in the fate of the universe, I guess.
As we wrap up, I've got to ask you, after years,
Uh-oh.
how did the Taylor Swift album hold up?
Which one?
The one that you said was trash completely on
Which
your
one?
own.
Wait, the folklore?
I assume so. Listen, you're talking to the wrong person if you're asking me to have her
I know. I'm gonna
discography
be
ready.
honest. I'm gonna be honest. I only said that because I was trying to beef with Denise. I'm not gonna lie, because I said that I was like, I'm gonna be funny, and I'm sorry. I take it all back because I'm like, I think
Well,
I'm a bigger Swiftie than Denise now. I'm not gonna lie.
oh,
I
really?
think.
Would you say that Denise is a trash Swiftie? Because
No,
yeah,
us
you would.
Swifties do
You
not.
would.
Dis no,
For
us
sure you
Swifties do
would.
not hate on other Swifties.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
No,
I think
I.
you kind of said she
Here's.
was trash a little bit.
No, I know. I honestly, at the time when I said that, I did not
She's
understand
trash.
Taylor's game. And I'm not saying that Denise is a trash Swiftie. I'm just saying I could be a bigger Swiftie right
Listen,
now.
you know you can beat her up now, right? Like, it's
I'm
not.
not gonna beat up Denise.
You can beat up Denise now.
I would never. I would never.
I mean, you would under the right circumstances,
That little
like.
sweet soul, I could never.
I think you could. I think it'd be fairly easy for you, honestly.
I do like an easy match.
I mean, I think you would agree you could beat up Denise, right?
Yeah.
There we go. That's
Maybe,
that. You know
maybe.
what? I think you
We'll
could.
see. But no, I love Denise. I could never.
Tell the people where they can follow you, where they can find you, where they can support you
Oh, you didn't
on your
ask the
journey.
million-dollar question.
What's a million-dollar question? What is it?
What does May 1st, after May 1st, what happens?
Well, I mean, I didn't know it was a million-dollar question,
That's a
but after
million-dollar
May 1st,
question.
what happens?
I have an answer prepared, okay? Listen,
Okay.
guys, I'm a free agent May 1st. Well, I am a free agent now, but May 1st, I become eligible to sign somewhere.
That's true.
Yes, this is exciting stuff. Listen, nothing is set in stone because I know people have seen me that I'm a part of the WWE ID show. I was at TNA recently, and then I was at Evolve tapings. But yes, talks have been had with a lot of great people, a lot of projects. But for me, I just want to go somewhere that's going to allow me to grow my career. And I also want to go somewhere that I can elevate the people around me, but truly just grow the brand, women's wrestling, pro wrestling in general, and just inspire the next generation because my goal with all of this is that I'm not the only one with this type of story. I hope that there's going to be a little Izzy out there one day that, can look to me when she's saying to herself, "Man, I really want to start training early, but there's a lot of people saying that I shouldn't, even though I really want to." I hope she can look at me and be like, "But Izzy Moreno did it, so I can do it." But yeah, no, it's this has been, and this is kind of like the fun part about everything is that like I've worked so hard, I've done all the hard work. Now we just kind of wait and see, and that doesn't mean the hard work doesn't stop, but now we just see what happens. But it's been a lot of fun. It's, I've been going on recruitment visits, if you will, and I've been posting that on social media, so people probably know what I'm talking about. But this is where the fun starts, and whoever is willing to have me, I am excited. I just want to elevate that brand. But yeah, no, this is absolutely incredible, and this is like almost like 10 years in the making because I decided I want to do this when I was like 8 years old. So I turn 18 May 1st, and could see me on your TV very soon.
Before we go, you mentioned TNA, and I had meant to ask about that. What was that experience like?
It was so much fun. I had the honor of being backstage, briefly talked with Tommy Dreamer, and just everybody there is absolutely incredible. I can really see myself fitting there, elevating that brand. They have an incredible women's roster, incredible men's roster too, but that just the environment back there was absolutely incredible. So yeah, no, if I become a TNA knockout, that would be kind of awesome. But hey, we're keeping my options open. Whoever, like I said, whoever is willing to have me and would want to have me, I'll take the ball and I'll run with it.
Now let the people know where they can
Yes,
follow
that they
you,
yeah, like I was
support
gonna say,
you.
you're not gonna ask me. I was like, come on now. We're this is where times get exciting, and this
Fair
is like
point.
that's like your headline right there. Izzy
I'm not, listen, I'm not
Moreno.
good at my job, okay? So let me.
Do I have to coach you up?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. I got you. If you need to coach you up on promos, hey, I'm your girl. Hit me up.
I could use it, but man, I know you're all over the place and yeah, let the people know where they can support you.
Yeah, no, you can support me on Twitter and Instagram. It's Izzy Mania. You'll get to see where I'll be wrestling, hopefully in a city near you. And then after May 1st, wherever your girl ends up, and if you'll see her on your TV. So yeah, just stay tuned. And if I'll see you guys WrestleMania week, can't wait to meet you. Make sure you come out for WWE ID and GCW. See me in action. You can meet me at WrestleCon. And then Friday I'll have two matches at the FSW Arena. So definitely come out and check out that. But thank you so much for having me. This was like so much fun.
Always.
And it's so funny is like the difference between the interview we did last time at WrestleCade 2 years ago to now. And it's crazy to be talking about this kind of stuff and to talk about getting signed soon. It's wow. What a difference. What a difference.
I look forward to having dozens of interviews with you over your yes. career, Izzy. Yes, we appreciate you. And we're so proud of you. Until next time, thank my you. Friends, we are out. If you aren't watching wrestling with NordVPN.com/Fightful, you are not watching wrestling in the best way. I know times are tough. Money is tight. NordVPN.com/Fightful can eliminate your cable bill if you just watch wrestling. You can watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on Netflix by changing your virtual location with just one click. You can watch pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change that virtual location and get the prices they're getting overseas. In addition, all the wonderful features that we haven't even mentioned. But right now, you save big. 4 extra months free and a 30-day money-back guarantee when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful. By the end of this subscription, you're going to be saving money. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.